ABC Radio Australia.
Very good morning to you. If you're just joining us, it's Pacific Beats here on ABC Radio Australia with Richard Ewerts on this occasion. And an environmental and public health crisis is playing out in the village of Kafkaf Village in Papua New Guinea's New Island province. Fish are dying, we're told. The water is contaminated and villagers are falling sick. So the area has been declared a hazard zone, with more than 500 residents affected and reports of fish deaths now from neighbouring villages as well. Local authorities are racing to understand exactly what's happening. We're joined now by the Director of Health in New Island Province, Martha Salihombo, who is leading the response. Martha, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Pacific Beat.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for reaching out. Yes, thank you. This is Martha. As you've said, I am currently the team lead for the technical team. And I'm now up for this interview. Thank you.
So tell me, Martha, I understand you've been to Kafkaf Village. Indeed, you may be there as we speak. I'm not sure. But what have you seen and been told about what's going on in Kafkaf? It sounds like a pretty grim situation.
Yes, thank you. There was this incident whereby dead fish were found on the beachfront and around the lagoon area at Kafkaf Village. As of the 11th of December last year up until 27th of December, when someone decided to report that there were dead fish, seeking authority to intervene and to investigate and establish what was happening there. So since that report came in, the health authorities and National Fisheries College attended to it at the initial start of the situation, and they have established that there were unknown cause of fish dying. And of course, National Fisheries College, on initial preliminary investigation, have established that there were evidence of chemicals in the fish, on the dead fish. However, it could not be specified what exactly was the cause of it.
Do you suspect from what you've said there that whatever has happened here is no accident?
It is suspected that there are chemicals, but from what cause is to be established from further investigations.
And as far as the villagers themselves are concerned, I mean, what have the impacts been? I mentioned that some of them have fallen sick. I mean, how sick are we talking?
Yes, they've fallen sick. They've got skin conditions after a few days or weeks of ingesting the dead fish, and also washing in the sea, and to be in contact with the environment at the beach, and that they got skin conditions that were irritating skin, and also they got a sore throat and severe stomach ache and all those conditions leading to diarrhea. Yeah, those were the kind of, and also experiencing shortness of breath and having chest infection from the odor that was coming, they were breathing in, and that also has contributed to those medical conditions.
It sounds to me from the description that you've given to us there that as far as your situation is concerned and the technical team that you're with, it's difficult to know where to start. I mean, you've got several complicated problems to deal with there.
Yes. That's why we have invited SEPA, the Conservation and Environment Protection Authority, and National Disaster Center in Port Moresby, and they will be arriving this afternoon to establish the course. And also we will get in National Fisheries Authority and National Maritime Services to also come in to establish those the course of the of that. And as we speak, we've been it has taken us a month plus to 2 months almost just to get the disaster committee approval, and upon that now we've acted out to get these agencies into investigate to establish what is the real cause of what's happening there.
Do I take from what you just said, therefore, that you and everyone else who's currently on the ground wanted to be on the ground much sooner, but you weren't able to start the operation because of bureaucracy, by the sound of it? Somebody hadn't ticked the right box or signed the right document.
In fact, we have been on the ground. We've been talking to the community. We've done what we could with the health team already on the ground doing the normal health prevention messages. But as if because we had to reach out of what we're doing to stakeholders and those to be involved, especially for investigation, we, as the protocol goes, we need to get approval from and declare that as a disaster before we get the team in. And that has been done. It's more than 2 weeks now, so we've reached out now to get them in to do the investigation.
How would you assess the impact of all this on village life? I mean, how are the people of Kafkaf coping with all this? It sounds pretty tough.
It is. It's tough because their livelihood depends on from the sea and what they get out from the sea, and that's their normal, day-to-day living space. But when they were given that closer notice, it's quite tough on them trying to adapt to the fact that they cannot eat and swim and all of that from the sea. So it is really a problem for them. At the same time, their source of water that was from there, and they have to be advised not to get water from them from there, and it was a real issue for them in trying to get water from far distance, and that was a immediate effect that it had on them.
Has there been any suggestion that the villagers might be relocated, at least until the problems have been sorted out and dealt with? Because I'm thinking if that was offered to them, the chances are they probably wouldn't want to go. But have they been told they could do that if they choose?
Definitely, yes. As I've said, the teams that went through, especially the local level government administration responsible for that area, has gone in there several times organizing to move the people inland. And they were preparing, and some have actually moved in to put up shelters to be relocated there. Unfortunately, as I've alluded earlier, it was pending the authority approval, that there wasn't much done on the assistance to relocate them as yet. But the locals on the ground have attended to and have identified locations for them to move inland and stay there awaiting further investigation to be established so that they can be rest assured whether or not to move back to where they are, where they were, or to stay inland, or at least they have a place inland should anything be there inland. So that was already ongoing discussions as we were there with them on the ground having those discussions. But they just needed a relief assistance to relocate them up for, especially with materials and all of that, to help them establish their new locations.
Well, Martha, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for bringing us up to speed. It's quite a task that you and your team have taken on, and we wish you continued success in getting to the bottom of the problem. But thank you very much indeed for joining us on Pacific Beat.
You're welcome.
Martha Salehombo, Director of Health in New Ireland Province, leading the technical working team in the village of Kaf Kaf. Bit of a mystery as to why fish dying, water contaminated, villagers falling sick, chemicals believed to be responsible. But I guess the question is, and then Martha explained there, where did the chemical come from and who was responsible for it getting there? Further investigations clearly are required.